Now, I've got two special people in the studio with me. Quickly want to talk to us and say thank you. I've got Mary and Jim Tomeo. Jim, as you know, is our afternoon guy for 28 years, was it?
It took 28 dunches of times in the Lompoc.
28 years. And Jim, as he suffered a stroke back in December, and he has been working very hard. He looks great, and he's working very hard. He's getting some therapies and all to get back on the air with us. Mary, you, I know, want to thank a lot of people because you know, there, especially the folks over in Masonville, the church there. What a wonderful their breakfast, you know, benefiting your family.
Yeah, the amount of people that came out for that, the turnout was enormous, and it's hard to thank all the people that came. You know, it just warms our hearts to know, you know, how many people support our family, you know, and continue to pray for Jim's recovery. We just, you know, thank you very much for all of your continued support. Thank you to the Masonville Federated Church for putting it on, and especially for those people who came out and continue, you know, to show their support and love, you know, and
got
prayers.
A lot of cards for, yes, Jim here at the station, I'm sure, at home. And it's one of those things where, you know, this is typical of this area. You know, people come together to help others. And Jim certainly has been on the radio for years helping others through the floods, through the Toys for Tots fiasco 2 years ago with the fire, and so on. So it really is wonderful to you know, to have this support. And I think the one in, is it February or March, there's going to be another breakfast.
Yeah, I don't that's to benefit the church.
I
believe, okay, that's to benefit the church.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
so if you know, if you enjoyed the breakfast, you know, at the end of January, there will be another one, I think in the end of February.
Yeah. I think it's monthly, right?
Yeah.
It's an awesome breakfast.
Well, there's two. They usually hold two during the winter time.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
But yeah,
well, we'll,
you know, everybody at the
calendar.
Church does a beautiful job, and even, you know, they've been so supportive of our family, and, you know, it's just great to see,
yeah,
you know, through Jim's illness, how many people have reached out to us.
Well, do we want to, Jim wanted to say,
yeah, and
something.
Jim would like to say something.
Well, first of all, I want all of my listeners and friends, and this makes me more even to get well and thankful, UD, for OpenD, for getting us open. I'm continuing to work hard to get back to be here at WCDO. I think about everything so much, and I'm just appreciative of everything you guys are doing. It's wonderful. Thank you.
Very well said, Jim. Very well. You see, and I want to tell you that Jim is working hard and coming along wonderfully. That was very well done, and there it is. It's funny to hear that voice back on the radio. Every time we hear a radio ad, it's like, hey, it's Jim, you know. But Jim, it's just great to see you up and around, and to have you back here. And you stop in any time along the way, and you know, we'll get this therapy in and get Jim back on the radio here at WCDO. So thank you for coming in. You know, he pops in now and then, and we make him laugh. Because let me tell you something, nothing changes here. He came in and he saw me running around like a chicken with my head cut off. Rob said all the stupid things he always says, and, you know, so nothing changed. So, all right, well, let's get back to lunchtime with the oldies on WCDO, the Beach Boys. Round, round, yeah.